In the Philippines, police say they're preparing to arrest more suspects in one of the most horrifying pedophile rings they've ever uncovered. The key suspect in the case is an Australian man, 51-year-old Peter Gerard Scully, who's already been arrested and charged with sexually abusing 11 children aged between 18 months and 13 years. The Melbourne man has also been charged with the murder of one of his alleged victims, a 12-year-old girl, along with rape, torture, human trafficking and violating cyber laws. The Australian Embassy held an emergency meeting late last week in relation to the case. Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
Peter Gerard Scully, an Australian who arrived in the Philippines in 2011, allegedly spent years sexually abusing and torturing young children and streaming his horrific crimes online. Jeanette Francesco is the head of the Anti-Human Trafficking Division of the Philippines National Bureau of Investigation. She says 11 victims have been identified. 8 are now in a witness protection program. Police are still searching for another 2, and one is dead.
The youngest was 1.5 years old, and the oldest so far is like 13 years old.
Police allege a 12-year-old girl was strangled to death by the Australian. Jeanette Francesco says his crimes were live-streamed around the world, and he charged between $100 and $10,000 for the videos he filmed. She says 2 others have been charged overseas in connection with Peter Scully. AM understands they're from European nations. The Australian Embassy in Manila held an urgent meeting last week to discuss the case. UNICEF's Chief of Child Protection in the Philippines, Sarah Norton-Stall, says there's a sense of urgency that more needs to be done.
Well, obviously, the Australians don't want to see any perpetrators, any Australian nationals are involved in this. And even if there's one, you know, one is too many.
The Australian man's now been moved from Manila to a jail in Gagayan de Oro in the country's south, where he'll be tried. If found guilty, he'll face life in prison. Margaret Agullo is from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime.
This is perhaps one of the worst cases that I myself have come to know in terms of the media report. You're looking at the young children being abused. You're also looking at the death of a child. You're looking at recruitment of children to then be abused or perform sexual acts for offenders that are scattered all over the world. It is horrific.
The Australian Federal Police has been extensively involved, and detectives have now travelled to the Philippines to assist with the ongoing investigation. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for AM.